Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Bucks and Pencils Radio.
Come in with that from the undertow. Yes, right. We give it all, and we do. We give it all here every Tuesday night. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. First half hour, Nancy Flanagan, teacher in a strange land, is the blog. Awesome guest talking about the teacher demoralization shortage, the fact that retired teachers were allowed to go back and said no. Johnny and I have been talking about the real issue here of how we, by saying no, aren't our veteran teachers doing a favor by saying, until the conditions change, we're not going to go. I know, Evan, we've got Chris from Poinette. Chris, you're on the line. Chris, what's up? You with me and Johnny?
I am. Thank you.
Sure. So what's going on, man?
I read a book about 15, 20 years ago called The History of the Outline of the World by H.G. Wells. And okay. there was a section in that book that said there needs to be a more even distribution of the profits between the company owner and the employee. But anyways, my point is, in regards to teachers, it used to be, you know, back in the 20s, 30s, whatever, that a tradesman created five tables or five chairs or whatever and felt really good about the product that he produced. And then machinery came along, and that same employee was producing 10 or 20 chairs a day, but he did not make any more money.
Okay.
And that's kind of like the teachers now, you know. I mean, they're teaching more kids more often, even bigger things than they taught 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
They're not being appreciated for it.
Well, they're underappreciated, underpaid, and overwhelmed. Chris, appreciate the call. For coming in, and Johnny, you know, I think
Chris is onto it, right?
Right. Yeah. The undervalue, underappreciated, right? So I don't know, John, you were going somewhere and I cut you off.
No, you got it. I just want to thank Chris for giving us a call and for listening, because I mean, he's hitting the nail on the head. The whole trend in labor, period, right, is more for less. And what we know is that's demoralizing to the craft of whether it's someone who's making beautiful furniture we want to have in our homes, right? Or whether it's the folks who are fixing our cars or building our cars, right? We know this, right, Tim? We come from some blue collar scholarhood, right? So we know this life. And the trend across the board, it's a cultural crisis. It's to devalue labor. It's to deprofessionalize it. Teaching is a blue collar profession to me. It is an artist's craft. Mm. It's a beautiful career, all right? But at the same time, in solidarity with so many different forms of labor in our country right now, which there is a crisis around, right, is this devaluing of the services provided to our community across the board. And teachers are feeling that. And Chris reminds us that it is across the board. There's this distance between whether we want to call it like the management and the labor, right? But it's the centralization of who's deciding what. And then the folks who are just expected to respond regardless of that decision. And so, you know, Chris is right. We need more equity across the decision makers and the folks doing the work on the front lines and the teachers. And Tim, you know, you and I have close relationships with the union, and I'm a union guy all the way to the grave, right? Mm-hmm. But sometimes our union needs to remember, hey, like this is a big moment, and right, and sometimes you're digging in where you don't necessarily need to be digging in, and we need some real change. We don't need slow change. We need real change, right? And yeah. So it's all hands on deck.
It's all hands on deck. And Johnny, we'd set another caller. Eastside Dave is on the line.
All right, Dave. We got the calls tonight.
Yeah, Dave. What's going on?
Hello, I really appreciate the content of your show. I've thought about teachers a lot lately, although I don't seem to meet any of them these days. And more than that, I worry so much about the nurses. Just a guy who seems to love nurses. And I just wanted to go out there and instead of having a peaceful protest, I wanted to get some people together and put up some wind, you know, sturdy signs and go march in front of hospitals. We support our nurses. I love my nurses like that. And I worry about them every day because I was in a nursing hospital for a while, and I got to know some of them and befriend them and fell in love with them, and I was blind. I was falling in love with women, and I was blind.
Yeah, man.
But
East Side Dave, man, he's onto it, and we're gonna run out of time, but we're glad you're a listener and a caller because Dave is right. Nurses and teachers, two of the stalwart, most loving folks in our community, gender aside, whether you're male identifying or female identifying, there is a long history of similarities between nurses and teaching. And Dave's right. While we're talking about lifting up our teachers and the great stand they're taking, it's remembering our nurses and the amazing ways that both these professions hold together health and community in a way we wouldn't be able to exist without. So to nurses and teachers tonight, let's do it.
That nurses and teachers are the rocks. Westside Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Thanks for the callers. Nancy Flanagan, teacher in a strange land. Catch you next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
My mom would say, all right, well, just answer.
We are Busted Pencils!